Well, we're about halfway through the hard 75. So, Chris Kelly, give us an update.
I failed this audience on the hard 75.
No one expected much. That's the great thing.
Well, I did expect you to lord it over BB Shamoth, but more. But you both seem to have quit at the same time.
Halloween got us.
Early.
Halloween got us.
As predicted.
I may try it again first of the year. There's something at the gym called the Transformation Challenge starting in January.
That's not legal anymore. We don't do that. No. I don't know if you heard.
Well, we can't talk about it.
I may do that in conjunction with the Hard 75.
You want to do the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I'll do it with you.
You're going to do a Hard 75 with me.
I can't. I'll have to look into the exercise part. Obviously.
We're supposed to do it twice a day.
But we're going to have to negotiate mine.
All right, that's fine.
But I'll do the rest with you.
Okay. I'll
make a little start of the year.
I love it. Yeah, because you're right.
I know, and that's why
time of year is bad.
It's bad. That's why I want to give you the holidays, but then on Jan 1, we'll do it together.
You know what I did last night? And I'm convinced that my wife sabotaged me on this.
Sabotage?
I opened the fridge. I don't even know where it came from. I opened the fridge yesterday while she was gone. Remember, she had a little lady party.
That's not her Menzies, is it?
No.
No, don't ever say that again then.
Are you having a lady party? She was.
Is it your lady party?
What were you intending to grab from the fridge, can I ask?
I was getting a yogurt to put some almond butter on top of it just for a midday snack. Like 5 o'clock, I was going to have dinner about 6:30, a spinach salad. And when I went in there for my last yogurt of the day, my second and last yogurt of the day,
is that too much dairy?
It might be. I mean, I don't know. I'm all
He's
over the
full
place.
Of probiotics.
I'm all over the place right now.
His gut's never been healthier.
Well, I do feel good. That yogurt I do like. And I do smear some almond or peanut butter over the top of it. You know, it's my little secret recipe.
He does have to flush 3 times because his poop just sticks right to the porcelain.
It's the drawback. It's what you do. It's the drawback.
I've never seen this. It won't go down.
One can of Diet Coke sitting in there from nowhere. I don't know where it came from. And yeah, I haven't had one in 3 months.
Shell, she got you.
I have.
It was just sitting there?
Just sitting there.
She got you.
I don't even know where it came from.
Like a siren.
Yeah.
Like a siren song.
Only one. I guarantee you that somehow got moved and shoved behind other things in the fridge.
And she put it out front.
She saw it and thought, I'm going to move this just right here to the front. See what happens.
Do you think she was experimenting to see when she returned from her lady party if it was still there?
I do. I think she was.
It was a trap.
Yeah.
Or as a test.
Well, and by the way, and at first I shut the refrigerator door real fast. A bit, but then it was in my head. It's like, it's there.
Yeah,
like,
it's there.
You know, it was like,
I don't have to go anywhere to get it.
It was like talking to me. So, 30 minutes later, I peek at it again. Mm-hmm. And I go away. I started watching that show on Grant.
Not today, Satan.
I said no. I started watching that show Biggie recommended to me on
Thunder and Lightning.
I said no.
It's like a coke addict walking into a bathroom and there just happens to be lines on a mirror.
Exactly. I'm ashamed of
not
it.
Not exactly.
You don't know how
it's
this.
Very similar. It's very
how did
similar.
This coke get in here? I'm just going to close the door.
Yeah.
But then it's there.
You know it's there.
It's like that movie, Requiem for a Dream.
Exactly what it's like. I thought of it. The refrigerator was...
That poor woman who got hooked on, was it pain meds?
Yeah. Armin. Yeah, it was Ellen Burstyn.
And her refrigerator began talking to her.
You know what?
In her delusions.
I should have poured it down the drain. The moment I saw it.
Yeah, but then you would have licked the sink. It would have been worse.
Is that Comet?
That's when your wife would have found you.
Yeah.
I have to call a plumber because you're stuck in the, what do they call that? The J?
Yeah.
The valve or whatever.
That's when your wife would have walked in is when you're licking the sink.
Yeah.
It's not what it looked like.
You did this to me.
It's not my fault.
I should have poured the whole darn thing. But then I thought, I'll just crack it and smell it. I'll just, And then I thought, I'll just have one
Let
sip.
Let the effervescence sink in.
Oh, God. And I said, I'll just have one sip. And, of course, I drank half of it in that one sip. I was like, oh, yes.
Just standing there with an open door fridge?
Yes. And when it hit my lips, I said, oh, where have you been, my darling?
I'm alive.
I love it. It finally just flowing through my veins. Yeah, I loved it. I only had the one. That's all there was. But I had it. So I have to come clean to you and to BB Shea. I had that last night.
Well, that's why I think just, you know what? Mm-hmm. It was a noble effort by both of you.
Yeah.
We know.
We failed.
Well, I mean, I feel like BB Shea has lost some weight. He looks good.
He does. I agree.
I think he lost a little weight, but we really saw it around, like you said, Chris, Halloween is where both of you started saying things like, Well, I had slipped up a little bit and had to insert candy.
Yep. Didn't read part of my book.
And Chris Dems, he's laying some temptation on you, too.
Well, the Halloween candy.
Yeah. Which is a real treat for me because I keep getting the special darks.
I got through Halloween entirely. And then the next day, there were bags of leftover candy. So, like, early November, I was like, all right, give it to me. You know, BB Shea started bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll take it. I feel bad about it. I really do.
I think the double cheesecake got him.
Probably.
There was the one day that they brought in his favorite cheesecake for a meeting. And yeah, I was like, oh, that's Temptation Island.
Oh, and somebody brought him a piece of chocolate chess pie that he loved.
Oh, that's right.
But he had it for breakfast.
Yes, he did.
He tried to seem surprised by it, but he also asked for it.
Yeah.
He told them, if you can bring me chocolate chess pie, do. And they did. And then he's like, they just brought it.
What do you expect me to do?
That's true. That was a little bit surprising.
Yeah. Both of you put away your books?
Yeah. I haven't been on the book in a week. And I failed you.
I'll pick a book.
Yeah, well,
pick a
look, book. And let's be clear. We learned this before we even started this. Mm-hmm. It's most doctors say this is not a healthy lifestyle. It's not.
It's true.
It's not.
No.
When I
the best choice if you want to try to A, be healthier, C, or B, lose weight.
When we first attacked it as the hard 75, I got some emails saying, you know, this is not really about losing weight or getting in better shape. It's a mental test. Because you have to do so many things every single day without cracking. Because once the moment I had a Mr. Goodbar fun size, it's over. And you have to start at day one again.
Yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to be on the Hard 75.
That's the discipline.
The day you miss reading 10 pages of a book, it's back to day one. You know, that's the way it's supposed to be. It's about discipline more than it's about health.
What have you learned about your mind?
Not discipline. Not as disciplined as it should be. I've got to go harder. I've got to be better. I've got to do more.
You're only human.
Oh, thank you. Give me some grace. I like that. I like
you're quoting two songs. You got to be strong. Got to be tough.
Yeah,
and Big
yeah.
is like, eh, you're only human. That's the Billy Joel song.
That's right. Well, I like Billy Joel better than I like the other
one. Yeah.
Maybe that's. So, when I come clean, I want to be totally transparent with this audience. I've had some.
You're back on the hard stuff.
I'm back on the. Only one. But now I'm craving another. And for Thanksgiving, too.
What goes good with turkey?
Diet Coke. Damn right.
Just like the pill.
Let me tell you.
Coke, man.
Chris Dem won't agree with this because he's sippy. Mm. But you're right. When you crack a can, one swig is like half the can.
Right.
Really?
The head, yeah.
Oh, the burn goes
cold
down?
And burning. Oh. And nothing else replaces it.
Oh, it's so great.
It is. And you're right. Turkey and Diet Damn Coke? Yes.